all the material stuff, like all the cars, the $4 million cars, the penthouses, all the girls. Like, when you're achieving all that, and when you're doing all that, how does your dad ever come into your mind and think, fuck me, I would give all this up just to spend another day with him?
1000% I would. Not even fucking close. It's not even close. I'd give up absolutely everything to be with him. But you know what's funny? I'll tell you a story about his funeral. My dad died when I was in Romania, and I had just moved my business from London to Romania, and I was in this apartment with six girls, and we were supposed to work, and I just bought all new equipment, and I had to leave England, and I bought this new house, and I spent all my money, right? I was supposed to have a bunch of money. This was before I got big. So I had some money, but I spent all of it. And then my dad died, of course. And then I was supposed to go to his funeral. So I was going to have to get up and leave Romania, fly all the way to Alabama, stay in America for a few weeks. And then I knew by the time I came back, all the girls were going to quit or leave and all this kind of thing. So I had to make a big decision. And I remember when I first started making my money and my dad was still alive, the first thing I did was retire my mom. It's the first thing I did. I said, how much do you get paid? She told me, I said, I've tripled it. You're not working anymore. So I retired my mom, and I had to make the choice whether I stay there and focus on the business or go to my dad's funeral. And I remember my dad's lessons. My dad would have been furious if I fucked up the financial stability of the family and of my mother and of my brother to just go to his funeral. My dad knew I loved him. I spoke to him every single day. And from what he taught me, he's a chess player. He's a logical man, right? Get your business running, then come to the grave, do it that way. So of course I would have rather, if I could give all this up now to get my dad back, of course I would, but I can't. Right? So what's the best thing to do? To live without my father poor or live without my father rich? Like, those are the two choices. I may as well do it rich. I made the choice to miss his funeral, to take care of my mother, to build my empire. It's paid off fantastically. To this day, my mother's still retired. You know, my mother was, at the time, she was cleaning dishes in a school kitchen in Luton. And now she gets to drive a nice car and live in Spain for most of the year. So I did the right thing. And I know my father, if he's looking down on me, would be very, very proud of me because I made the logical decision. So of course, there's things far more important than material things. I say this all the time because when you have money, people think, he has money, but he doesn't have anything else. You know, all he has is money. And I say, well, there's not much above money. You have love, right? Of the people who you care about and they care about you. You have health because nothing's worth anything if you're dying, right? There's no point in being a billionaire if you're sick. And after love and health, what can't money buy? Isn't that number three? You know, like, money's extremely important. Trying to say money doesn't matter is a coping mechanism. It's a coping mechanism that poor people have so they don't shoot themselves in the head. The smartest thing rich people ever did was come along and say to all the poor people, money doesn't make you happy. Don't worry. I'll keep all the money because it doesn't make you happy. Have you seen any of them give it away? You ever seen a rich man give his money away? No, they say money doesn't make you happy. You keep slaving away for minimum wage. I'll stay over here a millionaire, but I'm not happy. So don't worry. Don't be jealous. Bollocks.